Charles Schwab turns on Bitcoin trading for $12.6 trillion in assets. Charles Schwab has switched on spot Bitcoin trading for its clients, opening direct access to one of the largest pools of retail and advised money in the United States. Bitcoin Magazine reported the rollout on June 24, 2026, putting the figure for assets that can now reach Bitcoin through Schwab at roughly $12.6 trillion. The launch is notable less for the mechanics than for the timing. Bitcoin was trading at $60,042 as of June 24, 2026, down 3.5% on the day and 8.25% over the week, according to CoinMarketCap market data. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 17, squarely in extreme fear. A brokerage of Schwab's size flipping on crypto access during a drawdown is a different signal than doing it during a euphoric run. A distribution channel? Not a new product. Schwab is not building a novelty here. It is plugging Bitcoin into the same account where its clients already hold equities, ETFs, and cash. That distinction matters. The barrier for most mainstream investors has never been wanting exposure. It has been the friction of opening a separate account at a crypto-native venue, moving money, and learning a new interface. Removing that step inside an existing brokerage relationship is the change. For context on scale, $12.6 trillion is the addressable client asset figure cited in the announcement, not a measure of crypto demand. The real test is conversion, how many of those clients actually allocate, and how much. Even a low single-digit percentage moving a small slice into Bitcoin would represent a large inflow relative to current spot volumes. None of that is guaranteed, and the announcement itself does not quantify expected uptake. Access during extreme fear. The backdrop is a broad risk-off stretch. Bitcoin is down 8.25% on the week. Ether sits at 1,625, 8.41% over 7 days. And XRP has fallen 12.55% in the same window. Solana and BNB are both off more than 7.5% on the week. The sell-off has tracked a wider pullback in tech and AI-linked assets, with capital rotating toward the AI trade. Turning on access while the index reads extreme fear cuts two ways. New brokerage clients get their first on-ramp at lower prices than a few weeks ago, which is the kind of entry point long-term holders prefer. It also means the first experience for many Schwab clients could be watching a volatile asset fall further before it stabilizes. Schwab is handing a large, less crypto-fluent audience a direct line to one of the most volatile assets they can buy at a moment when volatility is elevated. The hold-to-spend gap brokerage access solves the buying problem. It does not touch what comes after. Bitcoin bought inside a Schwab account is a custodial holding meant to sit in a portfolio, not move through a checkout. Investors who later want to actually spend crypto still face a separate set of choices around custody and payment rails. That gap is where the crypto card market sits. Spending from a brokerage balance means selling, withdrawing to a bank, and then funding a card, or routing through a provider that converts at the point of sale. Each layer adds cost that the headline price never shows: network spreads, conversion spreads, and withdrawal mechanics. For US-based users weighing whether to hold through a brokerage or hold in a wallet they can spend from, the trade-off is between the convenience of one familiar account and the flexibility of spending from your own wallet. A custodial brokerage holding also carries counterparty exposure that self-custody avoids, the standard distinction between holding an IOU and holding the asset. Schwab's move follows a steady drift of traditional finance toward crypto distribution, alongside ETF launches and a handful of institutional allocation announcements. The pattern is consistent. Incumbents are competing to be the default place where mainstream money first touches Bitcoin.